Facebook's founder, Mark Zuckerberg, has apologized to users for infringing their privacy. He's admitted the social network site has made a bunch of mistakes in the past, and he's promised to do better in future. Well, our technology correspondent, Benjamin Cohen, is here. Ben, what have they done wrong?
Well, Facebook's been dogged by privacy concerns for many years, and last night, as you said, Mark Zuckerberg apologized for them. The US authorities found that Facebook made 8 serious mistakes, some of them. Well, one of the things it did, that 2 years ago, it changed its privacy settings. So things that you thought were private, such as your friends, there's all my family there, suddenly became public and available for everyone to see. They also shared more information about you with some of the apps, the applications that run on Facebook, such as the social games. And they also passed on some information about you in some circumstances to advertisers whose links you've clicked. And also, some of the content that you put up there, there's me and Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, that you thought you deleted, actually stayed on their servers for some time.
Well, it sounds pretty bad. How have they been punished?
Well, actually, they've more or less got off scot-free because they've agreed never to make privacy changes again without the permission of their users. If they break the agreements they've made with the American authorities, they could face a fine of $16,000 per infringement. And apparently that means each time they infringe on an individual user's rights. They have more than 150 million users in the United States. So $16,000 times 150 million is a number I can't even think of in the top of my head.